I have a story. A very good story. Do you want to hear it? There he is. A dumb kid wondering what the future held. He wanted to be a writer, but the words just wouldn't come.
The nature of the publishing business right now, I don't know how to publish a book like this.
I'm not who I thought I was. And I'm terrified that I never will be.
Okay, here's the deal. Few things annoy me in books and movies and stories about writers. Not because I don't like writers, seeing as I am one, but rather because these stories are often ironically poorly written. Such is the case with The Words, which is a story within a story within a story about a young writer who finds a manuscript he passes off as his own. When this launches his career, the real writer of the book tracks him down and confronts him with a charge of plagiarism. The cast is good, featuring Bradley Cooper, Zoe Saldana, Dennis Quaid, and Jeremy Irons, but the story just isn't there. It's framed like a thriller, but it's so full of cliches, from the inevitable glorification of the writing process to the slathered-on cheese of a World War II love story, that it's impossible to digest. The movie tries to have punch, but it's a fluffy softball through and through. The Words gets 1.5 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.